Welcome to another chapter of Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast, where we give you a deeper look into your favorite Christian authors and the inspirations, research, and methodology that goes into writing the books you love to read. Here's your host, Jamie Vaughn.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jamie Vaughn with Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. The Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast is brought to you by Revell, a division of Baker Publishing Group. And today, our guest is Amanda Barrett. We're going to talk to her about her brand new book called The Warsaw Sisters. Amanda, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well. So what can you tell us about the book without giving too much away?
So The Warsaw Sisters is the story of twin sisters, Antonina and Helena Dąbrowska, and their individual journeys of resistance and resilience in occupied Poland. It explores events and heroes pulled from the pages of history, such as the daring network of women who rescued hundreds of Jewish children from the Warsaw Ghetto and Poland's secret army that rose up in 1944 in a heroic and tragic battle for the city's freedom. So in the midst of all this history, though, it's a story about sisterhood, about women forged by war, and about how even in the darkest of circumstances, the deepest bonds abide.
Okay. So what was your inspiration for the book?
So this novel is basically a culmination of years of research into Poland during the Second World War. I think that Poland's wartime history often sometimes gets minimized or forgotten in the midst of, you know, other resistance narratives like the French resistance or the Dutch resistance. But Poland's resistance story is extraordinarily fascinating. And there are so many untold stories. And so while researching my last novel, Within These Walls of Sorrow, which was set in Krakow, Poland, I encountered many of the stories in Warsaw, and those stories formed the basis for The Warsaw Sisters. There's so much fascinating untold history in Poland, and there's just, I mean, I could write endless books talking about it all.
Yeah. So your protagonist, twin sisters, and they're living in Germany-occupied Poland. How did they get involved in helping that war effort?
So my character, Antonina, becomes involved in a network organized and operated primarily by women, the most famous of which is Irena Sendler. Together, these women smuggled children out of the Warsaw Ghetto, which was the largest ghetto in occupied Europe, and others of them sheltered in them in their homes. And these women, they were just doing this, you know, during the midst of the deportations of the Jewish people, where they were deporting the Jewish people to Treblinka. These women were smuggling these children and sheltering them. And in German-occupied Poland at the time, this was a crime punishable by death. So these women, such extraordinary courage. And then my character of Helena is inspired by the women who worked with the Home Army, which was Poland's, which is one of the largest resistance organizations in occupied Europe. And there were many women involved. They were couriers, they were nurses, and they were combatants in the Warsaw Uprising of 1944 as the Polish resistance, which was trying to wrest back the city from German occupation in this massive battle that took place all across the city. And so the theme of women's experiences and war to me is endlessly fascinating. Women experience war in a different way, and I love just really delving into their story, their courage, their resilience, and illuminating that through this novel.
Okay. So what type of research did you have to do for this? I know that is, you know, so many people write about that era, but trying to find out those minute details, what did you have to do to dive into that?
Research for me always begins well before I write chapter one and continues well throughout the editing process as I am triple checking the details. For this novel, I read over 100 nonfiction titles. I always seek to gain not only the panoramic historical view, but that deeply personal, you know, in the individual stories and those I find in memoirs and firsthand accounts and letters and diaries. And I always seek out those because those are often where I get my best ideas in those human stories. For me, one of the most memorable experiences as I was researching, I was able to visit a museum that housed a collection of artifacts and documents related to the Polish resistance. And so I was able to, I still remember standing in front of a case that held copies of the newspaper published by the Polish Underground, a newspaper that the teenage courier girls of the Home Army would smuggle in their satchels all across the city, and holding a helmet worn by a soldier during the uprising. And so that was a really tangible experience of the research process that really was very inspiring. Just the stories of these people, just the inspiration of it was just really inspiring.
Okay. So you have these themes, courage, sacrifice, resilience. How do you unpack those within the story?
So the theme of courage, I mean, the extraordinary courage of what these women did, they rescued these Jewish children, the others they were fighting in the war. I think often for them, though, they didn't see it as courage. They saw it as normal. So many of them after the war, when asked about their experience, this that they really, they didn't, they brushed it aside. They saw that what they did, you know, all people should have done during the war. And so I really loved just exploring that and always asking the question, what would I do in that circumstance? That's something that came to me again and again, you know, as I was researching, asking myself, how would I respond? I think it just can really be extraordinarily challenging to us today as we look into what ways can I be a small light in the darkness of the world around me.
Okay. So reader gets to the end of the book, hits the end, closes that book, closes that back cover. What do you hope they take away from it?
I always really hope that my novels illuminate the history of the Second World War, especially the Holocaust, as more and more World War II veterans and Holocaust survivors pass away, the importance of keeping their stories alive, that just becomes even more imperative. And I always hope that readers will also see that in even in the midst of the darkness, God's light still illuminates. And I think that that can be such an inspiration as we research and discover the stories of the war.
I think it's very timely as well, what we're watching happen on the other side of the planet right now, that your book comes out at that time. I think with all the research that you've done, that you'll help people see what really happened back then and the challenges that people faced and life and death decisions that they had to make of, am I going to help protect these people or not? So tell me, what do you have next for you? What can the readers look forward to seeing next year from you?
Currently, I'm working on another novel set during World War II, like my previous novels that explores the courage of ordinary people in the midst of these extraordinary times. And I'm really excited to share more soon.
Amanda, thank you so much for being with us today on the Family Fictions Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. And everyone, the book is available now. Head out to your local Christian bookstore or wherever you buy books. Also, if you like this episode, make sure to subscribe so you never miss another chapter.
Thanks for listening to Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. Stay up to date on all things Christian fiction at familyfiction.com. Christian Fiction Bookshelf is produced by Ross Kluver, hosted by Jamie Vaughn, and edited by Brandon Woolham. Subscribe today wherever you listen to podcasts so you'll never miss a chapter.